At last, after much blundering, they came to Thorin's dungeon, far down in a deep place, and fortunately not far from the cellars.
"Upon my word," said Thorin, when Bilbo whispered to him to come out and join his friends. "Gandalf spoke true as usual. A pretty fine burglar you make, it seems, when the time comes. I'm sure we are all for ever at your service, whatever happens after this. But what comes next?"
Bilbo saw that the time had come to explain his idea, as far as he would. But he did not feel at all sure how the dwarves would take it. His fears were quite justified, for they did not like it a bit, and started grumbling loudly in spite of their danger.
"We shall be bruised and battered to pieces, and drowned too for certain," they muttered. "We thought you had got some sensible notion when you managed to get hold of the keys. This is a mad idea."
"Very well," said Bilbo, very downcast, and also rather annoyed. "Come along back to your nice cells, and I will lock you all in again, and you can sit there comfortably and think of a better plan. But I don't suppose I shall ever get hold of the keys again, even if I feel inclined to try." That was too much for them, and they calmed down. In the end, of course, they had to do just what Bilbo suggested, because it was obviously impossible for them to try and find their way into the upper halls, or to fight their way out of gates that closed by magic, and it was no good grumbling in the passages until they were caught again. So, following the hobbit, down into the lowest cellars they crept. They passed a door through which the chief guard and the butler could be seen, still happily snoring, with smiles upon their faces. The wine of Dorwinion brings deep and pleasant dreams. There would be a different expression on the face of the chief guard next day, even though Bilbo, before they went on, stole in and kind-heartedly put the keys back on his belt. "That will save him some of the trouble he's in for," said Mr. Baggins to himself. "He wasn't a bad fellow, and quite decent to the prisoners. It'll puzzle them all, too. They will think we had a very strong magic to pass through all these locked doors and disappear. Disappear. We've got to get busy very quick, if that is to happen." Balin was told off to watch the guard and the butler and give warning if they stirred. The rest went into the adjoining cellar with the trapdoors.